you know, how do you rationalise something like that? I mean, it's obviously a game that just got away in those final stages, but from your perspective, how and why did it get away with it?
No, I don't look at it that way. I rationalise it as it was an A-grade game. Simple as that.
Could the guys have done anything different? They obviously could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, definitely. Last 10 seconds or 8 seconds, there's going to be 10 things we're going to look at and say, yeah, we can do that better. But I much prefer to be playing in those games than games that you win by 10 goals or games that you lose by 10 goals. You know, we're disappointed as a footy club because, you know, we've lost a game that in that manner. But much prefer to play in those games every week.
Are there any other things sort of throughout the game, you know, getting away from that last 10 seconds
where you lost? No, I think it was a typical A-grade game, I think. I mean, we got away, they pegged us back, we got away, they pegged us back, they got in front, they looked like they were going, we pegged them back. So, you know, we're going to learn a lot from it. I mean, it's disappointing we lost, but, you know, we're going to learn a lot from it. From you know, we've come a long way to playing those sort of games, and our players are disappointed, and no doubt our fans will be disappointed. But as I said, I reiterate, it's... it was a cracking game, the footy.
It was probably about 4 or 5 goals that came to the Eagles from either free kicks or a couple of 50-metre penalties there. Was that a concern for you?
Yeah, once we have a look at it, yeah, definitely. There's no doubt. I mean, we'll have a look at a couple of 50s, I think, in the second quarter. So we'll have to look at that. You know, disappointing, I think, in the last quarter where there was a couple of high tackles on Shuey. He kicked the goals. I mean, he was a good player for him. He was a really good player. So, I mean, they're sort of moments that you always want to take back and say, could have we went lower? But in the end, it sort of goes around, comes around. You know, you win some, you lose some in terms of those really tight ones. But, you know, I wouldn't put it down to, you know, we lost the game because of free kicks.
With the Shuey ones, do you mean disappointed that they were paid or disappointed that you guys gave them away?
No. I mean, clearly I think they were there. So, you know, we just got to go a bit lower. That's what we've got to learn. You know, in those really crunch moments when you're 15 metres out from goal and there's a stoppage and, the scoreboards, you know, you might be just in front. You're trying to defend really well. You got to make sure you go low and know your tackles. And a couple of those times we didn't.
How's Kennedy going at the moment? Adam?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. Clearly, he was a bit stunned. You know, he came off the ground. There was a big stop in play. He's a tough kid. He's a tough player. Always puts his body on the line. So, yeah, I mean, we'll wait and see, I suppose, over the next 2 days, how he feels. I haven't really got to the doctors about, you know, how bad it was. But he's walking around now. I didn't look at it in fast motion. When I looked in slow motion, you know, the reason why they brought in a rule to pay a free kick on that.
Is there anything in that last stoppage that stands out now that you can pick it out?
I was just in there talking about it then. If only. I mean, West Coast were clever by the looks of it. I haven't seen the replay. But it looked like West Coast were clever, took a couple of players away from the front of the stoppage. So credit to them, give credit to them what they did. And then, you know, I mean, it's a bit, you know, surreal at times to lose a game when you're 5 points up with, I think it was 8 seconds to go. It's disappointing for our boys and disappointing for everyone involved. So when you have a look at it, there's no doubt this thing's going to pop up and say, why didn't we stand here? Why didn't we do that? Why didn't we do this? The pleasing thing, though, is, and I said to our players afterwards, be disappointed, but don't be disheartened, because it's great to play in these big games. And it was a cracking game. And they're last year's grand finalists, they're full strength, and they're starting to get motoring. We nearly got them.
Just in terms of don't be disheartened, I mean, I guess, do you feel like you'll need to do something to sort of guard against that, or are they professional enough to sort of move on and come Monday morning to focus on, you know, next week?
No, I think our boys will recover tomorrow and Monday, and, you know, away they go again. You know, they've been competitive all year, really. I think other than probably a couple of quarters in the Collingwood game, I reckon for 20 games, we've been really competitive. We've lost a couple of close ones, which we've got to make sure we get better at. We've won a couple of close ones. We've lost a couple of close ones. And if you look at the ladder, some of those sides, I think looking at the Dogs last night, the Bulldogs, they'd won about six or seven, I think, close ones, under 10 or 15 points, so, and Hawthorn. So we've got to learn to sort of make sure that that ledge is on our side. And it was with 8 seconds to go, but we lose the game, so we've just got to keep on keeping on.
Rory Lobb played probably one of his best games.
Yeah, you're right, Neil. Look, he was outstanding. I mean, to play in the ruck, play in the wing, play on ball, play forward and kick, I think, 4 goals, 2 or 3. He was terrific. He's come off he had a little knee issue in the Canberra game against Richmond, and he did really well to get up for the Gold Coast game. But he was just, he's a tower of strength, and he's getting better every week, and he's had a really good year, and... yeah, he's the boys kick to our front half with a lot of confidence now, and he's down there presenting. But also John Patton, I think, is getting better as well.
Either you or anybody else in the club spoken to Rory about, since this stuff emerged on Thursday, that he might be interested in going back home?
His price has just gone up, hasn't it? So, there's always going to be innuendo and that sort of stuff. Rory's very casual about it. He was a bit shocked by it as well. I mean, he clearly loves the footy club. He's really popular. Boys love him, love playing with him. So, I mean, there's always going to be that sort of stuff at times when a player starts making his mark on any competition, especially this elite competition, then there's going to be some sort of speculation. Will he go with him? I mean, I find it intriguing about the Jesse Hogan stuff as well at Melbourne. I mean, he's still contracted, I think, for 2017, and it's sort of been building for 2 years just because he hasn't put pen to paper. But it is what it is. It's, there's player movement everywhere, but we're really wrapped and really proud that what he did tonight, but also what he's done for the entire year.
So you're fairly confident he'll be a long-term player?
Yeah? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going on what he's delivering at our footy club, yeah, absolutely. And, as I said before, he's just coming on in leaps and bounds. And he's got a really good understanding with Shane in the ruck, and gives Shane a really good opportunity to spend a little bit more time forward, or he doesn't have to ruck as much. So he's working his craft really well. And he's only 3 years into the system.
Are you worried or nervous or worried about what happened with Cam McCarthy last year?
No, not really. I mean, Cam's a totally different situation, totally different. And we haven't heard anything from Rory's side at all. So, whereas Cam was probably at the end of the year. And, no, I'm not concerned about that. If those things pop up, they pop up. But right now, Rory's motoring along and having a fantastic year for us, and will continue along over the next couple of weeks.
Adam
applied,
everybody else back up all right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the boys gave it their all. They wanted to have a fair dinkum crack, and they did. There's no doubt there's going to be some sore fellows tomorrow. I think Griff's got one in the nose really early in the game. He just had to keep coming off, which didn't really help our rhythm around the ball. But, no, they're going to be sore, but you're disappointed, but ready to go again Monday, Tuesday.
Do you think about top four? With 2 games to go, it might be difficult to get it.
I actually haven't sat there and said we're going to get top four if we win this game. I said to our players, we've got to keep winning to give yourselves a chance to finish as high as you possibly can. Disappointing we lost today, but we play Fremantle next week, and we can only control what we can control, and that's we've got to continue to win. But these big games at the back end of the year, are going to be invaluable for us.
How dangerous is Alden opponent Fremantle next week?
Well, any side's dangerous. You see the results every week. Every side's dangerous. We're dangerous, and so is Fremantle. You take any side easily in this competition, and you get beaten. And I think any top side has probably had a few of those there this year, and you end up losing games. So. I'll be dangerous next next Saturday, same time of year. It's on again for us, so we've got to come prepared to play with the same sort of attitude we had tonight.
Good one. Thanks again. Thank you.